KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks reporting for KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Now taking a look at sports here this morning on KJAN, starting off with high school action for you here from around the area last night in baseball and softball play. We'll start off there. As in baseball, it was Boone over Glenwood 6-3. Logan Magnolia was a 21-7 winner over Woodbury Central. Maple Valley defeated Woodbine 16-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Corning 13-0. Nishnabotna beat Clarinda Academy 17-1. Oldabout Arthur was a 3-2 winner over Whiting. Pleasantville defeated Lennox 13-0 in five innings. Sioux City North 10-4 over Lewis Central. It was Van Meter defeating Adair Casey 17-2 in five innings of play. West Central Valley of Stewart defeated Cam last night 6-5 in a tight one. And West Harrison was a 13-8 winner over Fremont Mills. In softball play on Friday night, Albia defeated Atlantic 10-3. It was Creston over Griswold 16-4. Essex defeated Stanton 12-7. Exira EHK was a 12-2 winner over Guthrie Center. Fremont Mills 16-6 over West Harrison. Harlan defeated Carroll 5-4 in eight innings of play. IKM Manning was a 5-3 winner over Kemper Catholic. Lennox defeated Cam 11-0. Madrid was a 10-0 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Martinsdale St. Mary is a 5-2 winner over Corning. Missouri Valley defeated Audubon 10-5. Oldabout Arthur was an 8-5 winner over Denison Schleswig. Red Oak defeated Griswold 7-0. Trainer 10-0 over Riverside. Villisca 11-9 over East Mills. Waukee was a 4-3 winner over Des Moines Abraham Lincoln in eight innings of play. That's a look at baseball and softball from last night. Also in girls' state soccer action from yesterday, it was semifinal play yesterday, so now the championship games for today are set. And in Class 1A yesterday, it was Davenport Assumption over Nevada 3-0. Also, Bishop Heelan defeated Waterloo Columbus Catholic 4-3 in two overtimes. And now that championship game in Class 1A will take place today at 11 a.m., as it will be Bishop Heelan taking on Davenport Assumption. In the Class 2A semifinals yesterday, it was Cedar Rapids Xavier 5-0 over Sioux City East, and North Scott defeated Glenwood 4-2. So now Cedar Rapids Xavier and North Scott will face off for the 2A championship at 1:30 this afternoon. And in Class 3A in the semifinals, it was Cedar Rapids Kennedy 1-0 over Bettendorf, and Ankeny defeated Waukee 2-1. A championship game in Class 3A will take place at 4 o'clock between Ankeny and Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Last night, a game you heard here on KJN, Josh Tomlin scattered eight hits over seven innings. Johnny Damon hit a two-run homer, and the Cleveland Indians beat St. Louis 6-2 on Friday night, sending the Cardinals to their seventh loss in 10 games. Tomlin pitched a shutout ball into the seventh when he allowed a two-run single to pinch hitter Matt Adams. He threw just 76 pitches, improving to 4-0 in interleague play. Jake Westbrook gave up three earned and eight hits in six innings. He struck out seven and walked one. Michael Brantley extended his hitting streak to 16 games for the Indians, who have now won three out of their last four. Other Major League Baseball scores yesterday, it was lots of interleague play going on. Pittsburgh was a 4-2 winner over Kansas City. The Yankees defeated the Mets 9-1. It was Philadelphia over Baltimore 9-6. Cincinnati 6-5 over Detroit in 10 innings of play. Tampa Bay 5-1 over Miami. It was Washington defeating Boston 7-4. Atlanta got by Toronto 4-3 in 10 innings of play. Minnesota and the Cubs went extras as well into the 10 innings, and it was Minnesota winning 8-7 there. Houston was an 8-3 win over the Chicago White Sox. Cleveland 6-2 over St. Louis. It was the Angels topping Colorado 7-2. Arizona was a 9-8 winner over Oakland. Seattle 1-0 over the Dodgers, and Texas 5-0 over San Francisco. And in one game in National League play, it was Milwaukee 9-5 over San Diego. In other sporting news here in the state, Iowa State head women's basketball coach Bill Fennelly has promoted assistant Jody Steyer to associate head coach and moved his son Billy Fennelly up to an assistant's position. The Cyclones have also assigned strength and conditioning coach Pete Link to work with the women's basketball team. Link had previously trained athletes in Olympic sports. Steyer has worked with Fennelly since 1989, and that's when he hired her as an assistant while he was at Toledo. And Steyer has worked with Iowa State's backcourt, and Fennelly says she's one of the best assistants in the country. And Billy Fennelly spent the past two seasons as the team's director of player development. Gymnastics might just have its next big rivalry after Gabby Douglas of West Des Moines pulled off something of an upset at the first night of the U.S. Gymnastics Championships, tying Jordan Weaver atop the standings Friday night. The two have 60.650 points. That's 45 hundredths of a point ahead of Allie Raisman. The finals are Sunday afternoon. Weaver is a world champ and heavy favorite for the London Olympics, having lost only one all-around competition since the start of the 2008 season. But Douglas, a native of Virginia, has been rising fast, and she showed she just might have the goods to give the Americans another 1-2 punch like they had 4 years ago in Beijing with Nastia Lukin and Sean Johnson. Lukin has some work to do to make her second Olympic squad after a shaky outing on the uneven bars. The only Triple Crown contender right now is Texas Rangers outfielder Josh Hamilton. All have another's bid to become a thoroughbred racing's first Triple Crown winner in 34 years ended when he was scratched on the eve of the Belmont Stakes and retired due to an injury to his left front tendon. Trainer Doug O'Neill said his colt was being retired because he developed swelling that was the beginning of tendonitis. All Have Another becomes the 12th horse since Affirm to win the first two legs of the Triple Crown, but not the Belmont. Doulahan, the Iowa Breeders' owned horse, is now the favorite in an 11-horse field at 9-5. It'll be top seed Novak Djokovic against number 2 Rafael Nadal in Sunday's French Open men's final. Djokovic whipped Roger Federer 6-4, 7-5, 6-3 to set up a fourth consecutive Grand Slam final, pitting the Serbian against Nadal, who's seeking an open-era record 7th French Open title. Nadal breezed through a 6-2, 6-2, 6-1 triumph over David Ferrer in Friday's other semifinal. A second arbitrator has ruled that Commissioner Roger Goodell in the NFL has the authority to discipline Saints players for their roles in a bounty program. The Players Union claimed Goodell is prohibited from punishing players for any matters that occurred before the collective bargaining agreement was signed last August. The union also sought to have player appeals heard by Art Schell and Ted Cottrell, who are jointly appointed by the league and union to review discipline handed out for on-field conduct. All-Pro Rob Gronkowski has agreed to a 6-year, $54 million deal with the New England Patriots. It's the richest contract for a tight end in NFL history. Gronkowski set an NFL record for the position with 17 touchdown catches in 2011. He caught 90 balls for a record 1,327 yards. He's coming off surgery to an injury in his left ankle that slowed him in New England's loss to the New York Giants in the Super Bowl. In other NFL news, Detroit Lions lineman Nick Fairley has publicly apologized for his recent arrest in Alabama. He says his actions were inexcusable and did not meet the standards expected of a pro athlete. The 2011 first-round draft pick from Auburn was cited on May 27th after a state trooper said he was traveling at 100 miles per hour in his Cadillac Escalade. He was cited for reckless driving, no proof of insurance, and open container. Fairley also was arrested on April 3rd for possessing marijuana. The Colts have made another attempt to shore up their secondary by signing free agent cornerback Justin King. He was the Rams' fourth-round draft pick in 2008 and played the past four seasons in St. Louis. Baltimore owner Steve Bisciotti says linebacker Terrell Suggs will get his entire $4.9 million salary this season, regardless of how he suffered a torn Achilles tendon. Suggs says the April injury happened when he was running through a conditioning drill. However, witnesses say Suggs was hurt playing basketball. The Ravens have agreed to a 2-year contract with former Cincinnati Bengals starting offensive guard Bobby Williams, who fractured his right ankle and ended last season on the injured reserve. And also a couple of notes from the golf world. Rory McIlroy's recent funk on the golf course appears to be over. The U.S. Open champ fired a 5-under 65 to take the lead through two rounds of the St. Jude Classic. His 7-under total puts him two shots up on Jeff Maggart, Kevin Stadler, and J.B. Holmes, who fired at 64. Also in the LPGA, Sayree Pak is a leader through two rounds of the LPGA Championship, her first tournament since injuring her left shoulder in early April. She shot a 1-under par 71 for a 3-under total, one shot better than fellow South Korean Inbi Park, Sandra Gal and Mika Miyazoto. Bill Glaston has a two-stroke lead over Russ Cochran at the midway point of the Regents Tradition, the second Champions Tour major of the year. And also, the Phoenix Coyotes are closer to having an owner. Glendale City Council has approved a 20-year lease agreement for Jobbing.com Arena. That clears the last major hurdle in the sale of the NHL team to a group led by former San Jose Sharks CEO Greg Jamieson. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this 7 o'clock hour on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.